It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Each week, we take a look at Michigan politics with Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. In the wake of last week's terrorist attacks in Paris and Beirut, Governor Snyder called for a pause on efforts to admit Syrian refugees into the U.S. and Michigan. Ken, Governor Snyder has called himself the most pro-immigration governor in the country. Why do you think he felt the need to make this statement?
I think the governor actually has made a smart move as long as this is just a temporary pause, because he can use the opportunity to show that the screening process used here in the United States is very, very thorough, and then he can, you know, use that to defend taking the pause off. But the critical word there is it's got to be temporary.
Well, Susan, we know that governors don't have the power to pause the immigration process. So why do you think he felt it necessary to make the statement?
I think what caught a lot of people off guard was he was one of the first governors to make a public statement. And since then, several more have. I believe a total of over 30 governors have said that they don't want refugees, at least at the moment. And you know, we're not used to Rick Snyder leading the pack on something that, you know, has become a rather strident issue very quickly. So obviously the governor has concerns, but given his very pro-immigration stance, I think it's confused a lot of people.
Well, Ken, Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson added his voice to this growing chorus asking for a pause, specifically in regards to the city of Pontiac and their efforts to create a new refugee center. But Mr. Patterson was very specific about the types of refugees and tourists, even, who he thinks should be allowed in the state. Here's what he said.
I don't think I'm worried about Western Europe, traditional Western Europeans, but I will single out the Middle East.
How do you react to his statement?
Well, I think it's overblown rhetoric. I don't think there's any excuse for what he's doing or what he's saying. You know, I find this interesting to me, if I can use a neutral word, that, you know, it wasn't a little more than 2 months ago, early September, when pictures of a three-year-old Syrian boy who was a refugee drowned, his body was found on the beach, it just electrified public opinion around the world for more action to accept these Syrian refugees. And now 2 months later, obviously because of what happened in Paris, the sentiment has changed dramatically. But there are people that are engaging in overblown rhetoric and fear-mongering. There's no excuse for it.
Susan, when events like this happen, like Ken says, there is a lot of political rhetoric that flies back and forth. Is what we're hearing right now just that, rhetoric, or do you think it could have some long-term implications for the state?
You know, I think there's definitely a long-term implication for these refugees. I mean, if they're going to face a number of obstacles in settling in various states and cities, a lot of doors will be closed to them no matter what our national policy is. And this seems to have really ignited a firestorm of fear and, as Ken said, fear-mongering. And it seems like this will be a big issue in next year's presidential election. As for Michigan, you know, Governor Snyder has been very welcoming, especially for skilled immigrants to come into Michigan. I'm not sure if his hitting the pause button will cause some issues with that overall message or not.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.